Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, October 24th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Duck, Duck, Goose, and our scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 to 2, which says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." The other day while I was at the Y working out, I was on one of the fitness machines that overlooks the gymnasium. The nursery school children were in the gym, sitting in a circle playing a classic game, Duck, Duck, Goose. Do you remember playing this game as a child? The game has been around since the 19th century, when it is thought to have been introduced in the United States by Swedish immigrants. I remember as a child I once played this game in a setting with children who called the game Duck, Duck, Gray Duck. That was the first time I had heard the game called anything other than Duck, Duck, Goose. Called by either name, the game is played with the players sitting in a circle, facing inward, while another player, who is it, walks around, tapping the heads of those sitting in the circle, calling each a duck, until finally calling one a goose, or gray duck. The goose then jumps up and chases the other player around the outside of the circle, while that player tries to return to the spot where the goose had been sitting. If the goose tags the one that was it, the goose may return to their previous spot, and the one that was it restarts the process. Whether you remember this game or are confused by the explanation, watching the children joyfully play the game and picking the one to be the goose reminded me that we are all picked by God. The words from the prophet Isaiah are words of comfort that remind us not to fear, because God has picked us. God has redeemed us. God has called us by name. May we allow even the simple things of life, like a children's game, remind us that we belong to God, and God is with us in the midst of all things, so that we need not fear or be overwhelmed. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.